Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on this evening, Dr. Afrida Love, Afrida Love, Coach Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to start out by reading Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. I've read to you Psalm 133, Numbers 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing. Add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask for something to be said and done that will edify and magnify who you are. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the doors. We thank you for every aspect of our lives. We thank you for each person who is listening. And we ask for something to be said or done to edify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, as I said before, I am so excited and delighted that each of you have joined. We are on many different platforms, and so I'm going to make it a habit to be on this platform at least 4 or 5 times a week with different segments, different programs. And we also have our newsletter and things like that, but there is just so much great things happening that I can't tell them all, but I can tell you that the Lord is good, and I can tell you that the Lord is merciful. So I wanted to get into a brief discussion with you about the system. Now, we spoke about and we heard about all of the players in the system, and you understand when I say the players, those evil doors of iniquity. Yes, of iniquity. And so with the formation of what we've been building, which is a foundation that is granted and put and planted on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we've discovered that, of course, we have evildoers who try to knock the sepulcher. God has shown me who tries to knock the building down. But God says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings, as eagles. They shall run and not faint. They shall walk and not grow weary. And at this point in our lives, we're at a point where God says, do not worry about the evildoers, because their task, he says, their degree, their mission is to work iniquity. And as they're working iniquity, God is continuing to establish and build us on higher ground. So many people ask the question, how is it that you're able to continue to build when you know that people, workers of iniquity, are trying to tear down? It's because God has many different layers of success, and there is nothing that is too hard for God. And so when we think about those evil workers of iniquity, whether it's a president of an organization, whether it's individuals that you relate to or deal with, whoever it is, God says it's like hitting a rock wall. It does not move. It's not shaken. And that represents successful, godly Christian people. And so when you begin to worry and think about those who work within the realms of iniquity, just think about a solid foundation. Think about a building and hitting up against that building with your bare body. God says they stumbled and they fell because they were unable to destroy what he has made. And so when we look at this, and I listen to many ministers, and I travel and I listen to many pastors, and most of the sermons about overcoming. Most of the sermons about iniquity, those who work iniquity, most of them are, Lord, hear my cry, or Lord, I feel so alone, or Lord this and Lord that. But God says that he wants us to uplift him. Right? He wants us to understand that whatever God has put in motion for your life, it will happen. But what we do is we get so caught up in thinking about the workers of iniquity, some are coming to mind, that we forget about the goodness of God, how he's blessed you in this place. He's blessed you in that place. He's blessing you to go into this place. He's blessing you to speak on this platform. We forget all about that because we're so busy thinking about the workers of iniquity. Well, in thinking about that, we have to understand that time is steady ticking, and that means our lives is ticking. And so you don't want to be, right, 15 years from now still on this same dead situation that's in the past. us. And so what do we do? God says you continue to build. You build on the solid rock. And so your prayer should be, Lord, I want to continue to build on the solid rock, because you're going to still have those workers of iniquity. Doesn't matter who they are, but at the end of the day, God's in control. And so God will allow us to continue to hit the rock. And their lives are just steady. The time is just steady. It's steady going. And so I want you to think about, and I talk about the system. We spoke about this with the situation. The system is not the system. It's not the system. And God calls them workers of iniquity. But we also have to understand that we will stumble. And that's in the Bible. So